你，却哭不拉高的不敢没有了你，不如该要干嘛你都露。No, I would love to have him.
Yeah,
pretty cool. Yeah, man, yeah. I'm just happy to be in here.
Don't talk when until I introduce you. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
It's just my little controlling thing that I do. No. Oh, you seem tired today. You're tired?
Really? You look like you seem like Stevie's swollen. That's what you
look I look like a swollen my brother?
You look like Stevie.
Swollen my brother.
Did you just get your side shaved?
Huh? No.
Oh. When are you going to Australia, friend?
Going to Australia in May.
Wow. It's going to be great.
May.
January, February, March, April, May. Oh, so it's a while away.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Yeah.
It's going to be cold, too.
It is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever spend any time over there?
Yeah.
Really? Did you live with a man over there? Or what was it?
I dated a guy in Australia and I would spend time there.
Wow.
He was like Bane.
Never mind.
We call him Australian Bane.
He sounds handsome.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but check
handsome.
It, dude. Did you
he
read this?
He played footy. Australian footy.
Oh, God. I bet he did.
A rare megastorm.
Dickie as well.
Could flood dozens of cities in California, report says. Did you know that?
Yeah.
A rare megastorm.
That news has been circulating for the last decade.
Yeah, dude. That says 1999, that article.
You know, it's so funny, because the people that laugh at stuff like this is the ones that die first.
Oh, I'll die first.
Okay. So let's even...
Noah's Ark it?
I don't know, but I think that we should talk about this.
Well, we should own a boat then.
No. We're how many floors up are we?
Three, it's a storm, we can't get, you know... food and
that's why I'm stocking up now on seeds and all that shit that you need.
Really?
Where can you get the seeds? Soil from?
Yeah, I'll buy soil.
We gonna
how much is soil?
Huh?
$10? I got soil money.
What happens when there's no sunlight for photosynthesis?
Start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Me walking down the street, feeling so good to me. Yeah, having fun with my friends to the end, and then I die.
Welcome to another episode. What's up? You want to sing too?
No, I thought you were going to go faster.
Yeah, I thought you were going to speed
it
up after,
second. Oh, you thought I was going to go fast?
I thought you were going to go boom,
yeah, you
boom,
read it wrong.
Boom,
no.
Boom.
You thought that was going to... I fucked it up then.
Me
walking down the street. Me. Okay, good. I like it. Yeah. That's a good song.
You botched your own lyrics.
No, I didn't.
It's being so good to me.
Me walking down the street being so good to me.
Yeah, you said feeling so good to me.
Whatever. Sometimes it's
a different verse.
German version. You know how the different countries have different versions?
Yeah. You believe in Germans or not?
I don't believe in them, no. I think they're still a fucking theory.
Yeah.
But when I meet one, maybe they'll change my mind. Yeah. I've seen the movies. Since Schindler's List, good one. What's another German? Das Boot. Mm. You ever see Das Boot?
No.
Don't talk. I haven't introduced you yet.
Sorry.
Okay. Risky Business? Is that what you are right now? Risky Business?
Yes, I am.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
You're not Risky Business.
I'm not, sir.
Okay, I'm tired of your shit right now,
I'm
dude.
I'm sorry, sir.
Let me introduce everyone in the room, okay?
Okay.
Me, Captain, the leader of the room. All right? Powerhouse 101.
Yes.
All right? Top of the tier. The one with the fucking mechanisms and the buttons.
Okay.
Who controls the vehicles that will dismay you.
Oh.
Okay? I am the one. In this room, and no one in this room is above me.
Wow.
So me.
What are you trying?
Bobby Lee.
Okay.
Right? We got here. We got the ugliest version of what might be.
He's a virgin?
No, virgin. Well, he could
be.
Probably.
Could be.
I could be. I really. Honestly, he could be. You talk about, he started the incels. Look at him.
Oh, yeah. I could see him doing
something. Yeah, dude, you could feel him. Yeah, doing something real radical.
Yeah.
We got Pirate Ching Chong.
Oh.
From the fucking Ching Chong boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a
and we got
slur.
Flat.
Flat.
And we got Gilbert, and we have the Dishonorable Bryce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dishonorable
Bryce. And we have a very special guest. I can there's so many good things I can say about this man. Some people call him the Rat King. Some I call him Country.
Mm-hmm.
He is a woodsman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's from deep in the woods,
mm-hmm.
right? Where they have moonshine.
Oh yeah,
right, and rope. They love rope out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's and glue, they, dude. Rope is just long glue.
Right. And you guys do funny things with rope, you know? What do? Mm-hmm. Saddle. You saddle things up.
Saddle.
Yeah, yeah.
Make nets.
Yeah. We got... Okay, I'm going to introduce you now. Sorry. He sold a lot of tickets in Australia.
Damn.
This guy is coming up in the world. Not just in comedy, but in general.
72 days off pornography.
Mm-hmm.
72 days very off proud. Of pornography.
Yeah, we just talked about it last week. Oh, that's very right. Proud
72 days.
If you guys smell a full bag, that's daddy.
Is that you, daddy? Is that daddy?
Is that full bag of
that's
juice?
That's daddy.
Wow.
That's daddy. You guys hear
I thought I heard something when you walked in.
Oh, yeah, that's Coom, baby.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. You know? That's cool. Awesome. We got Theo Von, man. One of my favorite people of all time. Yeah. Theo Von's here, right? What's up, man?
Not much, man.
You good?
Nice to be here, and thank you guys for having me in your home. And,
of course.
Beautiful here. Good to see here. good to see you guys are still operating on a high caliber, and everybody's doing well.
Now, how do you do 72 days without porn?
You know what? What I did is I put the blockers on my phone. Science, they have these scientific blockers.
Mm.
And you get them and you put them on your phone and your computer. And it keeps me off of pornography. So I'm not seeing all of that spread and all of that pussy and everything.
Why
did you think you needed to do that?
Because I was masturbating all the pussy on there. I mean, not to be rude or anything, but that's what I was doing. When I look back. A man even told me, he said, well, write down what you were doing. And then I wrote that, and I looked back, I was like, oh, that's what I was doing.
Right.
Did you think you were doing it more than the average person?
I thought I was doing it out of a habit. So I would just be uncomfortable, and I wouldn't know what to do with myself. And so I would go do that instead of like...
coping.
Yeah, instead of just coping or just having any... It just like... It wasn't like... Oh, it used to be like, oh, man, let me crack out a little bit of this pornography.
Right.
But now it got to the point where it was like, oh, dude, let me just do this and then do whatever, go on about the rest of my day. It became a weird thing, you know?
Ah.
Like, it's a bad habit.
So you did it once a day, you think?
No, I was doing it maybe 5 times a week.
Ah.
And making my body
like it's
spray.
Work. Like it's work, Monday through Friday.
I have to take off. Sometimes I'm taking no Thursday and do a Sunday. Right. You know? I didn't have a plan.
Right. So it's like working at a restaurant.
Yeah, it's like a restaurant.
Yeah,
it's a restaurant job. Take shifts.
Yeah. Take shifts.
Picking up a lot of shifts, and also then sometimes some days not showing up from work.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Because I too have, I think, a problem.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that, man. And I remember.
What do you mean?
Everybody knows it, for one. Yeah, I mean, look what happened to your girl's eye.
You think I just jetted one into her eye, bro?
No.
My thing drips, dude. It doesn't shoot.
Well, that's what I heard the other day. You guys said it's like two guys climbing out of like a truck that fell over on its side.
Right.
You said it best. It was like winning two tickets after winning skee ball.
Yeah. A vigorous game of skee ball.
Yeah.
And just two tickets come out. Yeah.
But let me ask you, so what happens to your body? Like, because I remember years ago I did it. I did... I think 70 days without masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
And
I started getting aggressive.
I know,
dude.
It was weird.
I was wondering, like, I thought it was, look, everything looked darker in here.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, dude, I'm hella racist, bro. But now I realize I had these on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be like that. I didn't realize that. I was like, damn, dude.
I was moody when I was like, are you moody at all or what?
You know what's funny, actually, man? I have felt a lot more anger.
Right.
I just realized that because I've been feeling a lot more anger recently, and I haven't been able to equate it to much. And then I think some of it could be, you know, not masturbating.
I want to be honest with you. There is an edge to you as of late.
Yeah.
I always equated it that you were like, you have so much on your plate and that you're kind of stressed out.
Yeah.
Right. But maybe now in retrospect, if I think about it, it could be you not masturbating as well.
Yep.
I
agree with you.
Yeah. What's the end game here, friend?
The end game for me, you know, probably have a little family somewhere.
Oh.
You know, or you mean tonight?
Oh, you went, yeah. No, I mean, I didn't mean like your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Career. Yeah. I just meant like this masturbation deal. Oh, like, that's what I meant, right?
I just want
you went too far with it.
You'll get over the rage hump, though. It's just like, you know, quitting cigarettes and not having the nicotine. You're just going to be a shitty person for first couple days, and then, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm also trying to quit cigarettes right now. 2 days.
Yeah. Oh really? It's been 2 days? Yeah, so I can see an edge.
Oh yeah, I will suck somebody's dick for a fucking just a rumor of menthol.
Hey man,
but not you, buddy.
Okay. Yeah.
Never. Somebody who doesn't want it.
Okay, fine.
Never him though, right? You know, I can never imagine sucking your dick, Gilbert.
I can't imagine either.
I feel like I would laugh too much while sucking your dick.
No, I would feel the opposite. That you would start grabbing hair.
Oh, I hate that. Not the hair.
I also don't.
I think that men don't know how to grab hair properly, and that's my thing. There's a proper way and a not proper way to do it. If you're gonna do it, grab it by the base and pull a lot of it. Don't grab it by the ends and then just pull chunks of it. Like you need to have intention and direction.
Yeah, you know what I do?
The roots.
Some people grab the end. Yeah, right. One guy curled it. He told me he was using.
Curl.
Dude, yeah.
Full perm.
I think you're a gay man. I don't think.
Yeah. You know what I like to do is I like to feel the skull.
Oh wow.
And take my fingernails and make a little indentation inside the skull. So there's a little bleeding going on. I just grab it like it's a fucking you know what I mean, soft watermelon.
Yeah.
And I just grab it right there and then I do it.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
He's never done that. He is a gentle gentleman.
I'm so gentle.
A gentle lover.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I put fucking conditioner in my hands.
Oh yeah.
And I put on the hair lightly like that. Yeah, that's how I do it.
He has that sleeping koala. in the bed.
What?
That's good. No. Dude, I don't like to
fuck. I'm a beast, bro.
I don't even come anymore. If I'm having sex, I'm not coming. I'm out of here.
You know? Yeah. You've stopped before?
Oh, I stop all the time. If I'm, if I'm involved in sex, bro, I'm not coming. I'm out of there. I think it's old fashioned. I'm going to come around here and leave some of my DNA here.
Yeah.
I've watched enough Forensic Files to know that you come in your own car on the way home.
Right. It's old school coming. Wait. It's old school is what you're saying.
Yeah. Or I'll come. Yeah. You'd have seen me back in the day coming up just busting out of the side of a Conestoga wagon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Who's that guy?
Yeah. So you get to the point of coming.
Yeah.
You make them.
I'll loiter around the point, you know?
Yeah.
I could be out there doing jumping jacks. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
But I'm not busting. That's for me.
Yeah.
You got to really be somebody special if I'm going to come at your house.
Yeah.
Not anymore, dude.
Yeah.
You're not getting this freaking free spunk.
Yeah. And then here's the thing, dude. It's like just in case you come in the place.
Yeah.
And then you leave and all of a sudden she gets murdered.
Yeah.
Now your cum's all over the place, right?
You're a rapist.
And I'm a rapist too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't do it yet, but your cum's all over in her eyes. She wanted it in the eyes.
She asked.
And how about the skull? The marks on her skull with your fingernails.
DNA. Yeah.
And I go, that's what she wanted. Right? And all of a sudden, I'm in prison for life. Right?
Yeah, oh, dude, I wonder how you would be in prison, I wonder.
Oh, I would be a walking hole.
Yeah.
It would just be, look at that, is that a black hole? And then they'd look at my face. You know, that's Bobby's ass. Yeah. It would just be, dude, people would just be in
and
out.
You'd have to carry your ass in both sides. Like, in each hand, you would just walk around with your own ass.
With the cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the, yeah, like, yeah. Like it's a dress. Like I'm bowing at, like, a ball.
A curtsy.
Yeah, curtsy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very
but those are my ass cheeks. Right. Yeah, I think that I'd be fucked.
A bat flies out of it. Yeah.
Right.
But people are telling ghost stories outside of it with a lantern.
That's funny. But I think that, like, if you saw my cell, though,
yeah,
I'd have stacks of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I have all the wine. Yeah. Like, I have all the things because I'm going to barter for my butthole.
You got all the contraband.
Yeah.
I'm going to barter for my butthole.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Barter for this butthole.
That's his fucking motto.
Yeah.
He has a little vest that says it.
Right. Yeah. But I bet after a while. Right.
Get your motor running.
Yeah. But it's like an orange, like, safety vest.
Oh, damn.
Right. Idiot. So everyone knows. Because we're walking. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a good idea, dude. Yeah. I think I would survive, though, don't you think?
Yes, you would survive. I couldn't see anybody killing you. You don't seem like the kind of person somebody would kill.
Okay. Who is that?
Oh, it's me. Forecast 46 degrees. And I just like to make conversation.
Right, that's
I like to know the
weirdest thing.
I like to take the temperature of the room.
That's so weird.
How was that automatic?
Did you just press that button?
I don't know. That's God.
No, it's not God. It's your finger, Brun.
Yeah, Siri.
Yeah. It's Siri?
Yeah.
That's
Siri.
What's the difference between Siri and Alexa?
Different companies.
But this is the same concept.
Same concept, yeah.
Yeah. I like Alexa.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah.
She turns off the lights.
Siri's Persian, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Why would you say Siri Persia?
Persia Siri?
Oh, like Syria.
Oh, like Syria.
No, like, hey, there's Siri. She's Persian.
Oh, like that.
Oh, well, that makes more
oh,
sense.
Oh, like that. Yeah. When you say it like that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, what? You think Siri isn't a Persian name? Oh, my bad. Yeah, here's some little white girl named Siri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Why did they name? There's got to be other
what
names.
What about Suri Cruz?
That's Suri.
Yeah, but that's not that far off.
That's a black person apologizing for something. Put these glasses back on.
Put the glasses back on. Yeah,
it's racist, bro.
I know.
Put the glasses
risky business,
back on.
Risky business, dude. Yeah, man. Yeah, prison would... I'll probably... Because we just did a thing. We talked about how Bill Cosby... What did he say?
Said it was an he's having an amazing time in prison.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. Why?
Because he seems like an addict. He seemed like somebody that has some problems. Sometimes those people just like structure. They just want to be in a place.
Right.
You know, where they're comfortable. He might be getting a little bit of sex. Sometimes those guys, you can get conjugal visits and get that organized sex.
That's true. I see. Then maybe that's going on.
But I think his first week, he had like a chicken patty thrown at his face.
No, he had two foods thrown at his
face.
For
a bad joke, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he wasn't happy at first, but now he's adjusting.
Where was he at? The fucking Omaha Funny Bone? Like, I could see that. That's happened to all of us.
I know.
If you haven't fucking ducked a chicken patty,
yeah,
you haven't really worked in the industry.
What is the worst? I mean, the worst is, here's the worst. When you're at a club, it's Friday's second show, and you can just tell they're unruly.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and you know, there's really not much you can do. It's just to get through it,
yeah.
Right? That's the worst fucking feeling, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get those or no anymore?
Yeah, I get that. I mean, that's a bad feeling, dude. What are we talking about? Something we like or don't like?
So down.
What do you mean?
I can't remember what we're
I know, but
I think you fell asleep with the glasses
off. Yeah. Take the glasses
is that
off.
Chris Sabo?
No, yeah, take the glasses. Take the glasses off, dude. It's fucking
oh,
you up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Now you're here.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. That's like a time machine.
I think it is.
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah.
What the worst thing that happened to me? Oh, they had a mental. This was in, where was this one time? Texas, I think Austin. That a mentally challenged person started calling me the N word from the audience, a white person.
No.
Yeah.
Cap City?
Huh? Yep, Cap City,
right.
And the first time I'd ever went there, we're in the little room in the front,
uh-huh.
And somebody just started yelling, a mentally challenged person started saying get off stage,
yeah.
N-word.
Wow. And what'd you say?
You know, I tried to convince them that, you know, they had the wrong guy.
Right. I would have gone, shut up, chink.
Oh, wow.
Right, because he's not,
yeah.
Right, so if you're going to play that game, you're right,
throw
out another fucking racist thing toward him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it would have got a laugh, maybe.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I don't remember what I did. I think also a lot of people really immediately keyed in that this guy was mentally challenged, you know?
Yeah, one time, my first time in Houston, it was the first time I headlined after Mad TV.
I'm going there this weekend, actually.
With the improv?
Yep, and it's all sold out except for Thursday night, late show.
Oh, you're going to kill it there. Have you been there before?
Never been.
You've never been there? Oh, you're going to love it.
Really?
Yeah, and then say hello to the manager. He's a good friend of mine.
What's his name?
Raymond.
Okay. Yeah. Raymond, are you sure? That's like somebody that's mentally challenged.
No, it's not. No.
A lot of mentally challenged people are given the name Raymond when they are like 15, and people realize they're mentally challenged. Like, oh, that's Raymond.
From Rain Man, you think? From
no,
Raymond?
I think from Raymond.
Oh, from Raymond. Yeah. He looks like he's a part of the Adams family.
Oh, really?
Which
they
one?
Kind of.
Yeah, which he, one?
Like Gomer. What's it? No, what's
Gomez,
the Gomez?
Fester.
Gomez.
Gomer.
Gomer. You know what I mean?
Well.
No, the lead
this
guy.
This house
Gomez.
Is dirty.
Gomez.
He kind of has
Gomer
this like
Gomer Adams. Man, it's dark in this house, dude. It's fucking dark, man. Damn, Dad, you look fucking dead.
Yeah.
Damn, you're dead as fuck, Dad.
Yeah. Tell him I said hi, though.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. So.
Tell him Raymond. I said, yeah, Raymond. You're going to love him. He's a good dude.
Really? I love Texas.
Yeah, I love Texas. But the first time I went there, it was after Mad, and I was with Matt Blake, and he goes, you got to headline, because you're not making any money. You got to headline. Mm. I go, all right, how much time do I got to do? He goes, 45.
Wow.
And I go, I don't have it. Like, I don't have it. He's like, you can make it. You can do it. Just take all your old bits, mix it around, right?
I'm not fucking kidding you, dude. I was on fucking. That's like, that's like a board meeting at a Taco Bell. It's like, what new menu item are we going to have? Let's just take all the old bits.
Mix it around.
Fucking mix them around. Put fire coming off the side of it on the poster.
Yeah.
And fucking sell it. Jesus.
Well, that Taco Bell has five things.
I know. Huh?
And they make 50,000 things out of it. Yeah. They're very clever.
Yeah.
Right? They take the hard shell. They use the refried brains as adhesive.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, right? Adhesive. Adhesive. When when do you look at fried refried brains and go, that's adhesive?
Usually on the third day. You ever had them on the stove, boy?
Yeah, maybe.
Them
yeah.
free holies, boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's grab a fucking couple hits of free holies and hang these hang this drywall, baby.
Right, 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 right. Yeah. But so I second show, dude, literally the first show I did maybe 38 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he was like, nah, that's not good enough. The guy. It wasn't Raymond at the time.
Ugh.
The second show was so rowdy, I thought I did 38. Mm-hmm. I said, good night. I got off. I did 12 minutes. Oh,
yeah. 12?
12 minutes. And I get off the stage, and the manager comes in and goes, you got to go back out there, right? Yeah. I go, I don't have, they're so rowdy. Yeah. I can't, I have nothing. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh,
like
they
were rowdy too. People were drinking. People were lifting
rowdy.
Weights in the crowd.
And then I remember customers coming and going, how come you didn't do it longer?
Yeah.
Oh, like man. I remember it being so fucking embarrassing. Because when you have a name, like that's why guys like, you know, Piven. Jeremy Piven is now headlining mm-hmm. clubs, you know. But he's not he's been going up around town.
He's very nice entertaining.
Guy. He's very entertaining. But imagine him having a rowdy crowd on a second show. At a club that's packed, because he's gonna pack them in, right?
It'd be scary.
It'd be scary, dude. It's tough. It's a tough business, but they make you do it because you have a name.
Yeah.
If you draw, you know, but guys like, you know, Michael Rappaport are doing it, and they're like throwing themselves. That's why, like Rappaport, I see him following real good guys, and he's not afraid. Because I think what he's doing is he's trying to like, you know, throw himself to the wolves, and he knows that that's gonna.
Right.
Help him get better faster.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's pretty fearless in that sense of putting himself out in those spaces because, yeah, I mean, he's getting in lineups, you know, that are pretty wild, pretty heavy lineups.
I mean, the best in the world, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him in lineups following dudes that are fucking monsters.
Yeah.
And he goes up there and he does it, you know, and he's not eating it. He's doing good, you know? I mean, he could be better.
Yeah, he hadn't been on stage in 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right. He's just getting back into it.
And then Schaub did that too.
Yeah.
Schaub, you know, you know, obviously he got into it and he got fast, good, pretty fast, I think.
Yeah, he's those guys are hard workers. You know, that's one thing about it is like, yeah, it's just a lot of it's just repetition.
Yeah.
You know, like with anything, you do it enough, you can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then like, I think the ability to, you know, start to really do it as well as you can will can develop over time, you know.
Yeah.
But Piven, one thing that Piven has is he's very entertaining. Like he will, like you were. He's very like he can tell a story. He's a good storyteller, so you get it. You're in there with him, you know. Rappaport is extremely confident and loud, and like you know, so you go on these journeys with him. He's really, you know, he's like 6'3" or 6'4". So you know, he's a larger than life personality, so you go on these journeys with him.
Yeah.
You know? So they have a lot of natural gifts that that'll definitely help him on the stage.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon because I remember the opposite. I remember. No, obviously, when you start off, no one knows you.
Yeah.
You have no connection to anything.
Well, dude, mentally handicapped people thought I was black when I started.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
obviously,
you sign up at these open mics, right? And you do it. No one's one knows you. And then if you eat it, you get off stage. No one consoles you because you don't know anybody.
Oh, dude, and there was a fire. I went to one time. There was a fire. Right? It was at a
what?
What was this place? Yeah, some probably Mexican restaurant or something.
Right.
Or some place, you know, or could have been like some. You know, I don't know. They had a fucking fire. And then the guy's like, well, don't leave. We're the only people there. He's like, don't leave. We'll do it, you know, right after the fire.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't fucking doing nothing after the fire, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, fire me once, shame on you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm fucking getting back up there.
After the fire?
Yeah, amongst the ashes and rattling off a couple of fucking cock singers, you know?
Yeah,
this guy's
yeah.
out of his mind.
Yeah.
Good manager, but
yeah. I saw, and people you can rip on Mincy all you want. People do. And I have my feelings about him. You know, he's done good things for me. He's behaved in
three
in,
drinks for
in
you.
Weird in weird way. You want a drink?
Are any of these for me? Really?
They're all for you. Yeah.
Morning Blitz, dude.
Yeah, Morning Blitz, bro.
That'll kill a Jew, won't it?
that sounds like a
very
Hitler's plan.
Yeah. Interesting branding. Yeah.
That should be a drink.
Yeah.
Hitler's plan.
Oh, the double eye patch, huh?
What happened to that? What happened?
I'm getting dizzy again.
Oh, you are?
So you're going to cover both eyes?
Yeah, you're going to cover both eyes?
I wanted to cover both eyes.
Just do it.
It's making me dizzy.
Yeah, all right, just try both eyes.
Yeah.
I'll be right here, guys. I promise I'm listening.
Morning Blitz.
I'm listening.
Yeah, Morning Blitz right there.
That's what you got there, Morning Blitz.
Morning Blitz. You know what I mean? Yeah. Morning Blitz, baby. Yeah.
I can still see through a crack.
Oh, you got it? All right, sorry.
Yeah.
There it is.
You'll be fine.
But the Mencia, dude, Mencia was on stage at the Addison Improv. Mm. There's a brick wall, right? Mm-hmm. And I was in the late 90s. I was his opener. And some dude.
In the late, 1990s?
Yeah, in the 1990s. What 90s would it be?
The 1890s?
Yep, 1990s.
Yeah. I should say the 19 part?
I don't know, dude. I just asked you if it was the 1990s. What did you say?
But it's
when I asked.
Okay, all right. Let me start then.
Do my hands smell like poop? No.
All right, let me start.
Let me smell them. Let me highlight. I have good.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome. Oh, this is like that game show. Do I have poop?
Yeah.
This is like that African game show. Do I have poop on me?
Yeah.
No, it just smells very vegetably.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, might have been.
How about me, babe?
Smell my
Welcome
what?
To You're the game,
Smell the tanner.
No, I saw that in the African game show. Yeah, they did that.
Yeah. The game show's in Africa, bro. The second round, you can get murdered.
Ooh. Bonus round. Morning Blitz.
Anyway, my story.
One guy loses his arm to a machete in the second round.
You know what I mean?
No, I want to hear more about it. So,
late 1990s. Not the 1800s, the 1790s. And some dude threw a fucking bottle on stage. Right?
At Mencia?
Who, like a recycler? Yeah,
Mencia, and he dodged it, right? He did like a George Bush, like he, you know what I mean?
The shoot thing, yeah.
And then there was a riot. Literally, like, just saw table attacking each table. The ambulance comes.
Oh, God.
Right? The cops come. Right? Now you're an hour in, lights are on. Audience are still hanging out, though. Mm-hmm. People are taking, like, down, you know, witness reports. I don't know how they do it. You know what I mean?
I think that's right.
Witness reports.
We'll go with
that. Remember, they used to take people's word for it.
All right.
Oh, hey, what happened? And somebody just tell you what happened, you believe them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Remember before you could even like prove DNA?
Yeah. Right.
No and CCTV, they, no nothing.
And they used to just blame, you know, a lot of times back in the day, they used to blame just black people.
Dang.
A black guy did it, and they'll arrest the first one that gets by, and they would kill him.
But then
crazy.
Also, there was a lot of times where a black guy did it.
Right.
But they would pick up any black guy, and that kind of shit wasn't cool. That, man.
Of course it's not. It's unfathomable.
Unfathomable.
It's a nice word.
Kalilah looks like one of the prettiest, but also the worst superheroes.
Yeah.
What's her name? What's her superhero name?
What's my superhero name?
Two dead eyes.
What's her power?
I can smell things really, really well. I have no eyes, but a big nose.
Anyway, after the police left and the ambulance left, Mencia said he's doing the show. So everyone sat back down, and he did an hour and a half.
Damn.
But after like an hour of people, I would have just said, show's over. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't do it, and he did it.
Wow.
You know, so that's just one positive story out of a million negative stories about him.
You know, he's always nice whenever I don't know him, but he's always nice whenever I see him. I guess he was taking material, and that's what people said he was doing. Did you know that he was doing that? Was it that evident, or were you into it?
You know, I think I honestly my
and I don't know that much about it at all.
I'm going to tell you what it is, and that was a lot of it. But I think equally as bad was him bumping people back in the 90s. Mm. So, you know, back when you went up this weekend, right, at the store, or last week sometime,
yeah.
What time do you get spots? What, 9:45, 10, right?
Yeah, I'm more like 11.
11. So if he gives you an 11 o'clock spot, right? When you show up at the club, you think you're going to get up between 11:15, right?
Yeah.
But back in the late 90s, if you had an 11 o'clock spot, it meant people didn't even show up.
Wow.
Because they knew that they wouldn't be able to get up.
Damn.
Because they knew that Mencia or Eddie Griffin or some of these guys, and they would do 3 or 4 hours on stage.
What?
Yeah.
They let them go?
Yeah, they let them go. And they did that every night. And there was like...
Mitzi just let him go?
Yeah. There was Why? Like 4 or 5 of them that
were
like
very
that.
Bizarre that she would let him do that.
I remember one time Rogan and I, Eddie Griffin went up for hours. And yeah. Rogan and I were in the lobby, not the lobby, but out in the patio. Mm-hmm. And we're just sitting there. And Rogan goes, oh, I'm just going to leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't... to think Joe Rogan, what he is now, you know what I mean? But they used to do it to him.
Wow.
And imagine all the people that... Mencia bumped. He bumped Whitney. I mean, everyone that's big now, right? Everyone that's a regular now at the store was the people that he bumped for years. A lot of the resentment and hatred that people
fueled
have
their careers.
Has, now, it fueled them, but it also made them hate the man.
Oh, I see.
Over the years. So then imagine when the guy was down
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
from stealing jokes, and then people came out of the woodwork. And said, yeah, I mean, he's an asshole.
Right. You know? Well, yeah, at that point, yeah, you got everybody wanting to already be an asshole.
That's why I think we're very lucky to be in this new golden age of the Comedy Store.
Yeah, somebody was talking about being a golden age yesterday.
I just said it.
Theo, do you watch any Disney movies? Or have you watched any Disney movies?
Yeah. I've watched Peter Pan probably, I would bet 400
Did you
times,
watch any
probably.
Disney movies during the golden age of Disney? I'm talking about Aladdin. Little Mermaid,
Oh, yeah,
Aladdin.
Ricky Tikki Tavi. You ever seen that one?
No.
About that animal that, is it a rat?
I think it might be a rat.
Ricky Tikki Tavi, can you look that up, please, brother?
Yeah, look it up, bro.
Sand Dollar, what's that guy's name?
Sand Dollar Bill.
Yeah, Sand Dollar Bill.
Yeah, yeah, love him. It was an aardvark, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, yeah, with that nose.
Fucking, yeah, man. Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett, I remember. Like, yeah. Yeah, that was a caterpillar.
Ricky Tikki Tavi,
right there, dude. That's a good one. That's
Ricky Tikki Tavi is a real. Oh, it's Rudyard Kipling.
It was a rat fighting a snake.
But that's not a Disney. That was like this right here.
That's just a story.
I'm the rat,
huh?
Oh, he's the rat.
Am I the rat?
You're the fucking snake.
That's Ooh. Right. I'd rather be a snake.
Yeah, I know you would.
And you're the one that's being devoured.
Yeah.
Oh.
How does that feel?
Rats have 9 lives. You fucking creep. I'll be back.
What'd you want to say?
Huh?
What'd you want to say?
Crank, but it didn't make any sense.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear this?
Yeah, Chappie. What does that mean?
Oh, nothing.
So
just a couple of glasses.
My girlfriend's kind of wants. My girlfriend wants to ask you.
Hitting each other.
Have you seen the Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Have you seen Aladdin?
Yes.
Have you seen Lion King?
Yes.
Mulan?
No.
Okay, well, that's fair. Three that's out of four is great.
Not the Asian one.
Yeah, have you seen Amistad?
Yes. I saw Amistad, yes.
Of
Scariest
course.
Disney movie I've ever seen. Yeah.
Amazing. Don't row.
Yeah.
Don't row. Yeah, dude, yeah. Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go, don't row.
Don't row. But that was a brutal movie. Yeah, but she's giving me shit because
I've not seen any single one.
Aladdin.
Have you seen Cinderella even? Sleeping
I know the
Beauty.
Story. Tell me I'll tell you the story right now of Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Okay,
Who are her friends?
Cinderella's friends. Cinderella had a lot of friends. She had a teapot.
Oh, no, that's Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. That's Chip.
That's Chip. Teapot.
That's Teapot?
Yeah. That's Mrs. Pot.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
She had animals that talked.
Teapot's also, I feel like, every Asian rapper's name.
My name is Teapot.
Teapot. No, but the story of Cinderella is the Cinderella is that she is missing
too?
A shoe.
Oh, yeah,
was she missing a shoe?
Yep.
It's like a footwear issue at the beginning.
Yeah, she had a footwear right.
Yeah.
There was another.
Who were her enemies?
The wicked witch of the West.
Her stepsisters.
Good.
Her evil stepsisters.
Mm-hmm. There's no wicked witch,
and they judged her.
No, there's no witch. Oz. That's Snow White.
Snow White.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to Snow White then. No. Can we go to Snow White?
No, yeah.
Let's move over there.
Yeah.
Name one of the dwarves.
Oh, still Slampy.
Slampy.
Slampy. Slampy's a food.
It is.
Yeah.
No.
What's another
Slampy?
One.
Scampy. Dipsy.
Nope.
No.
Sippy.
Nope.
Sippy is an alcoholic.
Oh, it is?
Oh.
Was one of them alcoholic? One of them drank a lot.
One of them did drink a lot, actually. And he always had bubbles
sleepy,
coming out
sneezy,
of
doc.
Dopey.
Dopey. Oh, maybe Dopey.
That's what I was meaning, Dopey.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They had, Slampy. Who else?
Slampy.
Slanty.
They didn't have
slanty.
They didn't. That was the Asian version of the song.
Oh, my bad, man. Yeah, I've seen some bootleg versions too.
Yeah. Just seven slanty.
That was slanty. No, that was chinky slanty. Chinky. Nippy.
Gookie.
Gookie. Yeah, yeah.
Finger
yeah.
trappy.
Yeah. It's two doors stuck together.
Finger trappy.
Yeah. Two doors just stuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember all the different names.
Small Dicky was a good one. That was my favorite one. Small Dicky. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is a great.
That's great. That was a great version of it.
Yeah. But do you think a lot of people's dick grows as they
all
age?
All right.
When do you think a guy's dick stops growing?
I bet probably in their 60s or 70s or 80s.
That's false.
You think? Can you look that up, please? Do you mind, sir?
But however, I did see a change. When I dated a guy in high school, his dick was much bigger when I saw him again years after.
Oh, wow. Who's seeing guys' dicks in high school, man? I was young.
Well, you know, this
bro.
Is why I have an eye patch. Oh, Filipinos believe that if you see a dick you're not supposed to see, you get a sty.
Oh, this is true.
Really? This is true.
That's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Whose dick did you see, babe?
Julio, our dog.
Oh, okay.
His dick's always out.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
What's wrong? He doesn't have like a cap on it?
He has a cap on it. It's just not a tight cap.
Oh, yeah. You got a tight cap. Or his cap.
So anyway,
let my dog run around.
By the time you reach 18 or 19 years old, your penis isn't likely to grow much longer or thicker.
Bullshit, bro. I'm thinking about getting a dick reduction.
Dang.
That's not even true, dude.
Yeah, I am.
Dang.
Really?
Yeah. Bro.
Is it big?
It's pretty. It's definitely. It's growing.
Why? It's because you haven't masturbated in like 90 days or something.
No. It was growing before that.
It's fluid. It's cum juice.
I don't know what it is, man.
Maybe
but
you
it
have
better
elephantitis.
It better hear me now and get its act together.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. That's why I raised my voice.
Yeah, my dick has been like that. I guess since 18, 19.
Yeah. Max.
18, 19.
Yeah, but I never looked at my dick. I went, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Right. I said hi, and then you know what I mean. Good night.
My dick is so dumb. I think. It's like, what is it, huh? Oh, again, this dick, you know?
It's
whatever, get in these pants and shit.
The whole idea of having sex and procreation and what your dick is there for, it dictates so much of your fucking life in decision making.
Yeah.
I almost wish that it was just an issue.
Yeah. Mail your dick to Africa, dude. That's what I would do, feed a couple of starving families. Or feed a starving kid or two kids that are splitting a
one kid
snack after a game.
One kid.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
kid.
Yeah. And snack. That's it.
One kid.
It's not a meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a bag of like, you know,
trail
it's like
mix.
A dip. Yeah. Like dip. Yeah.
It's
like dip. Oh, you want to grind it down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Grind my dick down. Yeah. Yeah. Make a dip out of it.
Dick dip.
Dick dip. Yeah.
Bobby's dick dip.
Yeah. But you know what? A lot of times it's intrusive, your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've made, you know, why do you buy cologne? Why
make
do you,
your
why
dick
do you do?
Seem better.
Yeah.
I mean, long, you know.
Right.
Long,
right.
Yeah.
But you're always trying to impress somebody. It's like bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're getting like little things put near your dick to like take the attention away from your dick if your dick isn't like a good size or doesn't look
right,
that
like
great.
Like big cars.
Yeah, you get like a big car tattooed on your thigh. Like, oh, look at that fucking big car.
Yeah.
Yeah, next thing you know, they just have a small dick. They're married to a small dick.
I was thinking about getting a tattoo of on my dick of a bigger dick.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
do you think that would work?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You could do it, I guess. You'd have to, I don't know how you would do it, though.
Yeah,
how does that work?
Yeah.
You need extra canvas.
Yeah.
Right, I don't have it.
Yeah, you gotta,
right.
Yeah.
Extra canvas.
But let me say this, though. Is there like some sort of like can I use CGI?
You could just lighten your dick because things that are lighter look bigger.
Yeah.
So you like when you're tanner, you look leaner.
That's why you look like you have a pale dick.
Yeah, you could tan the area around your dick and just lighten the middle part.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you don't even need to tan your dick. You just tan the surroundings. It's just like why my teeth are so white when I'm tan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not because they're any whiter. It's just because I'm tanner.
Yeah, my dick will just look whiter then.
Whiter look things look bigger.
Your teeth don't look bigger when you smile when you have a tan.
What?
But they do look more engaging. Your dick will look more engaging.
Yeah. That's what, okay.
More
it's just
exciting.
The same reason why you shave, right?
Yeah.
It's to give the appearance that there's more.
Yeah.
I have been shaving because it just feels, you know, like I can say hi.
Oh, yeah, you look a lot better when you shave.
Yeah.
And most guys do. You look less scary. Kids don't cry when they see. Like a baby will cry if you have a lot of hair on your face.
Yeah. Who's biggest digger, George or Bryce?
Who's biggest digger?
Who's biggest digger?
We didn't need to ask this. Let's
no,
just,
who's, no, no, no
this,
honestly.
This is a question we don't need to ask,
well, I'm going
to
say this, though. George has that straight up mullet coming in, and that
yeah,
bitch is
yeah,
awesome.
Honestly, right? Have you seen George's penis? Has he seen yours?
You've seen George's penis.
I've seen George's penis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have too. But I've never seen his. Let me say something. Be honest, both of you. Who has a bigger dick?
Never seen hard. I don't know.
No, it's flaccid.
Oh, that's different.
Then who has a bigger flaccid?
Yeah, that's true. There really is a difference.
Oh, he's being nice. These guys are massive.
Really?
Oh, really? I can tell.
That guy's got a real Duraflame on him.
Yeah.
Unless it shrinks when it gets hard.
Well, George is
in this room.
We've seen his dick, and his dick is big.
Your dick is okay. Bigger than mine.
Your dick is definitely
way bigger than mine.
But I think that Bryce probably has a bigger dick.
Bryce seems like a guy who definitely brings a big dick to like a knife fight. You know?
And no knife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No knife. Silverware on the man. Just all dick.
Just all dick.
And that's crazy, dude. You should get your act together. Yeah, you definitely seem like somebody that could be like a Ted Bundy, but an athletic one. Wait, like, you could have played center. You could have played center on Ted Bundy's basketball team.
Great team. Yeah. Great team.
Because this guy's very tall. You guys can't see him. The guy with the big dick. That's one of George's family members who knows how big each other's dicks are. He's a very tall guy.
I know.
And you seem like a nice guy, man. I'm just trying to give you, I'm kind of giving you a hard time today.
I love when he gets mean and then he's very polite. Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad. Some people don't know if you're joking. You know, right. You don't know if you're joking unless you remind yourself sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sensitive in that way. I mean, people rip on me all the time. I give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right? You're like that too, right?
Dude, there's something about you when you see you have to make fun of you.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. People do it all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
But now I think it almost seems like you want it, though. It's like you kind of you bring it on. You know, you want that. You want to be kind of...
Yeah, because it doesn't, you know, growing up, you know, as a kid, and people used to call me like, you know, Chopsticks or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Stinky Chopsticks was what my nickname.
Stinky Chopsticks?
Sneaky.
Oh.
Sneaky.
Yeah, Sneaky Chopsticks.
I was like, Stinky Chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah. Or like make fun of me. And I used to come home and go, Dad, they make fun of me. And he wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, you're in America?
Yeah.
You're best educated, you know, the whole thing, right? Yeah. And then over the years, you have to figure out a way to survive, because you can't live like that as a victim.
Yeah.
Right. So then once you accept the fact, right, and you grow a little skin, and then you fight back with words, mm-hmm. right, it's fine. Then you're able to exist in the world, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm like at the comedy clubs in New York. It's the same thing, dude. When I do radio, like with back in the day when I used to Norton, Patrice, all those guys, I'd be in a room with Greg Giraldo, all those guys.
Yeah.
And they would rip me a fucking apart, dude. You know what I mean? Baby arms, little dick. I mean, the whole fucking thing, right? They just call me baby arms and shit, right?
Fireboy,
right. And the first time I did it with them, I was so sensitive about it.
Wow.
But the next year I went back, armed to the teeth.
Yeah.
And then they respected me. And then, you know, so people make fun of me, but it's not, they can't get to me. That's why they can do it.
Yeah.
You see another fat Asian guy, you can't go up to him and call him Ching Chong.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Mm. They'll get mad.
Right. They get upset and they don't know how to handle it. You know how to handle it.
No, but I also, you know, I don't let strangers do it.
No.
Like if I'm on stage, I get off and an audience member and thinks he can talk to me that way, I always go, dude, no.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know you.
Yeah.
I mean, start calling me like, you know, Nuperin or whatever you want to call me.
Do you get that a lot? People feeling too familiar with you?
Mm.
Especially since a podcast?
Yeah, sometimes I get what gets me that bugs me. I don't like real drunk people coming and talking to me.
Yeah, because
it just makes me feel uncomfortable. They're not going to remember it.
Mm.
It feels false. It doesn't feel fake. I feel like they have some desire to engage in a chat and whatever. Yeah, you know. But if somebody's drunk, it just makes me feel like I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah,
it makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't even know why. Sometimes
I feel the same.
Also, the big white dudes get aggressive with me.
Yeah, like, oh, I can see that.
They come up from behind me and they'll grab me by the neck and pick me up. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why a lot of times, I want to go out. Listen, Tiger Belly fans, the nights I go out to see the audience is usually guaranteed the last show, which is Sunday or a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing one show, I will go out and I'll take a photo with every single person that's there, right? But the first shows during the week, I don't do it because I don't want to cross-mingle between the people leaving the show and the people entering.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you're taking photos after between shows, and then people from the second show will come, and then you have to do double the work.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And then you do it the second show, and then the same people that bombarded the first show, they come back. You know, it's just too much.
Now they're drunk. Now they want a picture, and they want a drawing of you. And you're like,
yeah.
They have to stand there, yeah, you know, holding a wine while they fucking, while four of them draw a picture of you. Yeah, it's definitely, it's crazy, man, because I used to do meet and greet after every show, or just like, you know, meet with everyone after the shows, and then I just started to get like exhausted. I just couldn't mentally even handle it. And so now I have to do, almost like every other show.
It's also a weird thing. Do you ever think this is, and I think this all the time, I'm about to go up on stage, mm-hmm, and you know the room is sold out or whatever, so there's hundreds of people in the audience. They paid, right? Mm-hmm. And the reality sinks in my head, and I go, what the fuck? Like, I don't feel what I'm supposed to feel by being up there. I don't feel like a headliner. I don't feel... You know, you just kind of going, wow, this is almost overwhelming. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I mean,
if you think about what you're actually doing.
Right. Yeah, like I'm going to go up there. Yeah, I feel like it becomes this sort of job. It's just like you know how to do it. It's like clocking in for work a lot of times. You know how to do it. Sure, it's engaging, but it's like it's almost this alter ego that kind of takes on. And then you're able to engage more as like a human whenever you get done with doing the job. It almost feels like two separate things a lot of times.
That's an interesting,
like, when
point.
I get done, I'm like glad it's over, because like it's fun and I'm glad I'm able to help, you know, be a part of people laughing.
Yeah.
But it's also like, you know, it's just a lot sometimes, and I always just feel like glad that it's over. I never want to be up there for like those guys that stay up there for hours. It just seems so scary.
It's insane. It's fucking insane. And then people think, what is it like? Then you're in a Rite Aid right after the show. You're on the road.
Oh, yeah.
To get toothbrush, right?
Yeah.
You're just going through a Rite Aid, right? And you're like, what am I going to do tonight? You know? It's just a...
And I used to make shapes. I would get like extra pillows and stuff from the lady that works at the motel, and the sheets and the extra sheets, and make like shapes of women and like do sex with them.
Really?
Yeah. Not all the time. Yeah, but sometimes if I have had some good shows.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't fucking celebrating for nothing. I wasn't that kind of creep. You know, I'm not just fucking, you know, molesting. I'm not just molesting a laundry bag just for no reason, bro. I'm only fucking I'm putting a lady together if I deserve it.
Yeah. My dad owned a clothing store. One time he yelled at my brother and I and said, because we stored like broken mannequins, mm-hmm, in a storage room. But there was awesome. The new ones there too. Mm-hmm. And one day my dad goes, how come there's a hole down there? Like somebody had put a hole in a mannequin's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Somebody was fucking a mannequin. They used to do that. They fill them with candy.
But we were like, I was like, I didn't do it. But I did it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very small hole. Maybe ant have been getting in here. Maybe ant or one wasp. What? Have been getting into this mannequin.
Mama.
Is that an Asian accent?
Poppy.
What?
Was your name actually Poppy and then it's Bobby in English? No, what is it?
Why puppy?
Because puppy. Koreans, the B's and the P's, you
hey,
know?
Hey, puppy.
No. My real name is...
How many little newborn dogs come when people call you like, hey, puppy? They're like, oh, puppy.
My name is Songwoo.
Is it really? Oh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Do you think so?
Yeah, Songwoo.
Songwoo, and my brother's name is Kwangwoo.
Oh, God, huh?
Yeah, I know. That's why his name is Kwan... Go on Instagram.
Yeah.
Kwangwoo on Instagram, because that's his Korean name. Mm. And I'm Songwoo, you know. And Songwoo means success, I think. That's what my mom
says. And what does Kwangwoo mean?
I don't know. Rash.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, blindness.
Hey, puppy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Hey, pup. What's up? All right.
Is that Steve?
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah,
that guy's great. I gotta go over there. Somebody said they were doing a blood drop for him. He don't need blood, does he?
Wait, what?
No. Somebody sent. I thought maybe I misread something.
Yeah, no. He doesn't need blood, man. No.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you have siblings too, though. How come we've never met them?
My brother's gonna come out here this year for.
Oh, can I meet him?
Disney World. So, yeah.
How old is he? Older, younger?
He's 38. He's an adult.
Yeah, but is he like you?
What is he like? No, he's kind of. He's like goofy. I mean, he would think it was funny, you know, being like in this kind of universe, I think. But he's like he's kind of goofy, but he likes, you know, I don't know. He's like a smart guy.
I know, but when he comes,
yes.
when he comes into town.
Oh, yeah.
Will you bring him to the Comedy Store?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably bring him to the Comedy Store.
Right. Will you let me know that he's so I can show up?
Oh, yeah. I'll bring him.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to
Does
bring
he
him.
Look like you?
Yep. He looks like me a little bit. His name is Zeff. Z-E-F-F.
Zeff. Vaughn?
Vaughn Karnatowski.
You guys have good names.
Wait, that's your last name?
Yeah.
I didn't know your name. Your last name is Karnatowski?
Yeah.
What is that?
Von Karnatowski, I'm Polish Nicaraguan, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Polish,
isn't Von, isn't it Dutch?
Honey, who knows, you know? Somebody fucked on a boat. I don't know how it all happened, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm no land animal, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm curious about your dad, because I know we both have old dads, but...
Yeah. Like, I did meet the other day, had a very old dad, too. There was I met a man last night at a meeting, and he had a very old dad.
70 years old your dad was, right?
Yep. 1910. My dad came here in 1922. He came to America from Nicaragua.
Wow.
And they was mahogany farmers. I was over there doing mahogany.
He must have been a handsome man.
He's pretty handsome. You know, he had looked a little. He was, you know, he was starting to fall off the bone a little. When
yeah,
I
but
met
to
him.
Be, but to be 70, and your mom was cute, right? She was young.
How
yeah, my
was
mom
your
was
mom?
An eight. My mom was a rural eight. Nine.
A rural nine. Yeah, LA seven.
Yeah, I would say LA 7.
Yeah, and LA 7 half, yeah, yeah. And she was young, right? She was what, 20, 30?
32 when I was born.
Wow.
So he was 70 when you were born?
Yep, 38-year difference.
Wow, that's you beat me. I thought my parents had the biggest age gap because my parents were 36 years apart.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you
Oh,
beat
your
me.
Real dad.
My real dad, yeah. Not Roger.
Not
Roger's
Roger.
My stepdad.
Roger's not real.
Yeah. Roger's fucking handsome, bro.
You think so?
I think so, don't you?
Yeah, Roger was actually really cute when he was younger.
Yeah.
I gotta see photos because to me, I just see.
I'm so surprised.
No, I honestly, because when I see him, I just see an old white dude.
No, man. You gotta look deeper than that, dude.
No, I don't go behind the eyes. Yeah, I don't go behind the eyes. I surface with white people like that. Yeah. I know that he's a draft dodger. That's all I know.
Oh, is he really?
I told you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, Vietnam War.
Yeah, dude.
He was.
Bone Spurs.
He's an activist.
Oh, he's an activist. He's hippie.
Oh,
he's hippie.
He's hippie.
He wanted a party instead of fight.
Yeah.
Some people wanted a gun and some people wanted the pipe. That's what it was going on.
Yeah.
That's what I heard anyway. It was like the Dodgers really wanted a party.
You and I, you were a pipe guy or fight guy back then?
I'd probably load my gun with a couple grams and just shoot him right at my fucking nose, Bubba. You know I think I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, whenever I see like movies on Woodstock or anything like that, I just knew, I died.
Yeah.
Just the way I did it, even without, like, outside. I did it in a different era.
Yeah.
Drugs and alcohol. And I did it so hard that I'd probably be dead underneath Jim Morrison's dead body in a bathtub. Mm. You know? And why is that Asian guy? I don't know, man. He was just there.
Yeah, he was there, man. Yeah, he was on a bike. That's all I know, bro. Yeah, he kept trying to sell a bicycle and then he overdosed.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, what a fucking crazy guy.
Yeah, I would have, in that era, I would have been just fucking loaded. Also, the kind of pure drugs that they had back then, like, I'm pretty sure, maybe that the weed, weed is probably stronger now.
Oh, yeah, we had that brown frown, that's all we smoked.
Right.
That brown frown, boy.
Yeah.
That doo-doo.
Yeah, but back then, they had drugs that, PCP, I mean, there's drugs that,
yeah,
crazy shit.
Oh, they had PCP, they had all kind of shit.
Angel dust, I don't even know what that's, where you get that.
PVC, they had people just fucking smoking, you know, long pieces of plastic.
Yeah.
Depot, dude, you get high, I fucking burn anything and smoke it.
I remember PVP, when I was, PVP.
Yeah. When I was in high school, we'd fucking burn anything that would fucking burn, and burn in a pipe and fucking smoke.
Would you guys, if you could, I mean, in a different lifetime, if there was a drug that you could try, and one of the newer ones, like Flocka or Spice, would you try it?
Crack, I would do.
Crack?
Oh, yeah, I never got to smoke crack, and I feel like I wish I would have.
Crack seems, I see how one could probably want to get into crack.
Yeah.
But, you know, Flocka.
Get off.
I want to hide. Dude, my shit was always hiding behind something and smoking it.
So
even if there was nothing around, I'd fucking go.
Yeah, I think I could see us two in a burnout building, like doing that.
Yeah. Pretending we're snakes.
But those people on Flocka, they eat people. They're you know, they have the bath salt effect.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to do that.
That's too much.
It's way too much for me.
Yeah, because what if you need your buddy? What if he has the fucking directions to somewhere and you got to do a couple hits of Flocka? You fucking... Next thing you know, you come to and you fucking ate half of your buddy.
Yeah, and you're thinking, I can't get to Bakersfield now. Yeah, I was going to go to Bakersfield. I knew the
place. Jesus, man. Yeah. I'm never going to be able to find my iPod anymore. Yeah. Because fucking Lawrence knew where it was.
Yeah.
And now he bled out. You know, because he can't stand somebody eating half of his fucking arm.
Yeah, but you, pussy. How much sobriety do you have now?
I got probably 2.5 years until right, so I just drank this thing, whatever this is, yeah. Bro. Oh,
but 2.5 years ago, they had crack back then.
I know. I just forgot to smoke it before I got
all
sober.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that. You know, it's so funny because I had a 2-year window when I relapsed,
mm-hmm.
and I could have done anything I wanted. But ironically, I didn't go to the ones I desired during the 12 years I had sober, like LSD, mushrooms. I never did any of those. I did a couple of times ecstasy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then I just drank and smoked pot, and that's it.
Was it fun when you went out?
You know, I took Vicodin too, so I did, you know, 60 Vicodins
yeah.
a day, but so that's Jesus. what drove me down, but fun.
Yeah, that's not a bad question.
Can you even remember?
I do remember. I'm telling you right now, I have a fucking computer that doesn't work.
A couple grams in the living room.
No, I have a computer that doesn't work.
Oh, wow.
And I want to go to a shop to get it fixed mm-hmm. because I have videos, I know they're on there, of me.
Fucking chicks.
No. Of me.
Because that's illegal.
Of me out of my mind. I remember when the technology came out with cameras and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember taping myself.
I don't want to see that.
Doing drugs and
yeah,
stuff.
I don't want to see that.
And I also taped myself during my Vicodin withdrawal. So I remember on screen crying. Mm. Telling myself
like the Bodyguard. It sounds like the end of the Bodyguard. Have you seen that movie?
No. I thought you meant the show. So good.
Is the show good?
So good.
Is it about Whitney Houston?
No. Do you watch Game of Thrones? It's the guy who plays Robb Stark. It's about a guy coming back from the from Afghanistan. He has PTSD and now he has to be the private bodyguard to a high ranking politician who has opposing views as him.
And is Whitney Houston.
And is Whitney Houston.
Is
Kevin
it really?
Costner does no, a cameo. No.
Yeah, how they steal the name of the show because the bodyguard is when Kevin Costner jumps in front of a bullet.
Oh, God, such a
so
great
Whitney
movie.
So Whitney Houston doesn't get hit by it, even though years later she overdoses in a bathtub and he's not there.
Oh, yeah. Where was he then?
Yeah.
Where was he then?
Where was Kevin then?
But you don't watch Game of Thrones?
No. I don't watch that kind of stuff.
What do you mean?
Just people fighting in the past and all of that.
Wait.
I'm more like
a. Is that a historical document about the past? Is it something that really happened?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like I don't Queen watch Elizabeth. That kind of stuff.
No, it's not that kind of stuff, bro.
Well, maybe I'll read up on it a little bit.
No. Look at me. No. No. Yeah, no. I you know when. You know what, dude? I'm tired. Dude,
I'm tired too, man. What time is it?
I know. I know.
My arms hurt too.
No. You're going to do a couple more minutes.
Yeah, I am.
You're going to do a couple more minutes while I grill you.
Okay, grill away, dude.
I will, dude. All right.
Damn.
I'm tired of your shit
Wake
right
up
now,
with
dude.
The king, huh? This dude's fucking making burgers over here.
Yeah. I'm tired of your shit right
burger
now.
Burger king, bro.
Because you like to, you know what you like to do? You like to distract me.
I do?
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
with your
man.
Fucking word games, dude.
No, I do not,
yeah, you
bro.
Do.
No,
hey,
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
What are some techniques?
Don't do that again either.
Oh. What is that?
Take this away from me.
It's a couple pieces of glass.
You've had too much morning blitz. Way too much morning blitz, dude.
Way. Dude, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
The morning blitz, bro, is starting a fucking hell of an afternoon in my ass, bro. I will say that, dude. Yeah.
What I'm saying
is daylight fucking savings time in my asshole right now. That morning blitz is wild.
Yeah, but you know,
you look nice tonight. Man.
No, don't do that. Don't do that right now. Don't do that right now.
My bad.
No, what I'm saying to you is this, okay? This.
Okay.
Is that what I say that a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, don't be apologized. It's not a bad thing.
All right.
It's a great show. I think you'd really like it. It's like, in terms of pop culture, I think there's not a better show out there.
What, Tiger Belly?
No, I mean Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it.
I know you haven't.
Wow, he does a groundhog.
I know. See what are you doing? See,
I
know. I'm not gonna let him do it.
He's not gonna groundhog you.
Yeah, you have little. No, I know what you're doing. You have little defense mechanisms that you do, right? And then you try to divert me, and I go, oh yeah, okay, I guess. It's like Jedi mind tricks, but I'm Jabba. It doesn't work with me. You're fucking shit.
I didn't do it, man.
I don't see that. God. Yeah, I'm not accusing you of doing anything, dude.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. You're not a dummy. You're a bright young man.
You watch it.
What?
happening?
That's you.
Watch it.
Yeah,
guy.
You watch it, dude, guy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, what are these prescription pills on the table?
It's fucking for my panic attack.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
It's actually for his high blood pressure.
My high blood pressure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have high blood pressure?
Yeah. I do.
Dude.
I'm about to stroke out.
Back off the tea. What is that drug that they're always putting in Asian people's food?
MSG.
MSG.
Yeah.
Back off the MSG, daddy. You out there fucking putting speakers in your car and fucking sipping on soy sauce, dude. Back off.
What?
That's actually good advice. You should scale back on the
soy sauce. I'm going to scale back on the soy sauce.
Okay, well, right.
Right, now we're getting somewhere, all right? But I listen. Right? You gave me a suggestion. I listen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, no, don't apologize because there's nothing to apologize for.
All right.
You're going to watch Game of Thrones.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Every episode.
No, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Shouldn't have said okay.
Yeah. You said okay, and that's a promise.
How many episodes are there?
Seven seasons.
Fuck, man.
How ten many? Seasons. Ten seasons an episode.
Ten episodes per season.
And what's it about?
It's about
the past.
The past.
It's about the past.
Fighting in the past.
Uh-huh.
I got fucking shit to do, man.
No. You're going to do it.
I'll watch some of it.
Do we have some questions, Gil?
Yeah. Now, Gilbert, what are these things?
We're going to answer some questions from Patreon.
Yeah. And thank you guys for having me tonight, too, man.
Are you out of your mind? You're our favorite. Mm. Go ahead.
This one is from our Patreon listener, Mike Nussi.
Oh, nice.
Are you a standing or sitting wiper for everyone in the room?
That's the craziest question I've ever.
I've never
That's
heard Mike. Of a standing wipe. People stand to wipe.
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's so. How fucking. I don't remember.
People in the jungle.
Well, think about it. The last time you.
No,
said.
I don't. It's like breathing. How do you breathe? I don't know. I just do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know
you
if
do
I go forward.
You got to go forward, lean like this, and you got to prop a butt up, and you go from front to back. You never go back to front, and I know that sometimes you have in the past because
I go back to front usually.
Please don't.
Yeah. Because I want
won't
my
do it anymore.
I want my nuts to look like zebra nuts.
Oh, you want the stripe?
Yeah,
pattern
I want the stripe
up?
Pattern.
You don't want
stripe,
train the stripe.
Oh
yeah.
You want that? You want that?
Yeah.
What's that? Herringbone.
Herringbone. Yeah. Yeah. No, I. You know what? No, this is what
Good
I do when I wipe. I do this.
This is my favorite.
What, it is.
She knows when nice. When I poop, I put the faucet on a little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's an old trick.
I get a little bit, and the reason why I do that is because in my bathroom over here, I take toilet paper and I reach over, I wet it a little bit, and then I go
calm your ass.
I calm it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little warm water, and I go from
front to back. Really?
Yeah.
I don't see you doing that.
Yeah, I do. And I open my cheeks a little bit, and I try to get in there. And you know what else I do?
Oh, wow.
And I swear to God, I do this.
This is very much just like the learn. This is like QVC.
Right. And
I feel like I'm going to buy a watch at the end.
I take the toilet paper after like the second one, and I make a little like
origami
statue.
Like a little origami thing.
Yeah. Of what? Rosie O'Donnell?
It looks like Rosie.
Yeah.
A little bit. How do you know? But and I wet it and I go inside the tube.
Oh,
just
whoa,
to
whoa,
enter.
Whoa.
Enter
whoa,
the like the little tube part.
I
yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all.
So anyway, give me the next question.
That's a crazy one.
The standing thing's a weird
thing. This is from Patreon. DeMonte Ward.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone in the room, has becoming successful influenced who you are in a positive or a negative way?
What is the question again?
DeMonte.
Is that okay?
Ward. For everyone in the room who has becoming successful.
It's like this. I used to work at a restaurant.
Sears?
No.
I was going to guess.
A restaurant.
Sears is closing.
Called the Brockton Villa.
Very sad.
And I would go 10 minutes before my shift.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go in. I'd say hi to the manager.
Yeah.
I would hug some of the busboys.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You get what's me up, too
dude?
Now.
Yeah, I know now. But back up, what's up, dude? You know what I mean? And then someone will tell me like what section I'm in or whatnot, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you have this these people you work with.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in comedy, right? You go to the comedy club and you see Eric Griffin. I'll slap his ass. I'll go over to Theo. What's up, dude? You know what I mean? And do that whole thing. To me, I haven't changed. It doesn't feel like.
So you feel like it's affected you positively only?
I don't think it's positive or negative. I just think that I'm just living a life. And but at the same time, you know, if I'm at a restaurant, I don't feel differently at a restaurant, I don't think.
So no net gain.
I don't think there was any net gain. Do you? What's wrong, dude?
Nothing. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking like, I mean, I think it's just a little bit, you know, I guess it's kind of spooky, you know, like in some ways. If, what is the question again?
He's groundhogging
do it again.
Me.
I know, he's doing his thing, but it's okay.
I cannot remember the question.
Do it again, dude.
DeMonte Ward. For everyone in the room. Do you remember the
which
room?
Is a name that someone obviously made up before I got here.
Has becoming successful influenced you who you are in a positive or negative way? If so, how?
That's a good question.
DeMonte Ward.
So demon for short. Very scary.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the question, DeMonte. What I'm saying is this. I don't know, man. I think it's very scary. I think, you know, being successful can be very scary because I think that, like, your ego can be very scary, you know?
Yeah.
And so that for me is, like, very, it's really, really spooky. And so for me, I feel like it's just a little bit scary. You know, it's like, okay, well, if I'm getting more successful, like, you know, you just, I don't know, it seems like sometimes a lot of pressure, but also, you know, sometimes I feel confident about it, like I want to, you know, go achieve my dreams or whatever my goals are, and other times I feel like scared about it. So I think some of that's normal, but that's kind of what I think about it.
I think it's a bigger change when you see guys that start and then they shoot up quickly.
Yeah.
Mm. Because for me, I've always been at this light level of kind of people know who I am.
Yeah.
So I've been like this for 20 years since Mad, right? So, you know, I was on a show and that's when it first started, it was cool. Mm-hmm. I'd go to this West Covina Ball. I've said this before, mm-hmm. just to get recognized.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it felt good, mm-hmm. but it never went above that level.
Right.
It's always been. And then there was times a couple of years there where I didn't work that much and it died down, and then you have to accept that. And then now it's kind of getting back to, you know, the level that I was used to, which is very polite people. Every once in a while, the other day we're driving, some guy took a photo, you know, weird things like that. Yeah.
Gay men usually.
Yeah, yeah, gay men, yeah. But yeah, I don't think so. Not for me, you know. I think you haven't changed.
Yeah. I feel more stressed out, but I think most of that's just more work. Mm. You know, I've gone, I used to be able to not have to really think about that much work and just have to not think about that much. And now I got more stuff to think about.
Yeah. Mm.
And so it's exciting, but it's also, it's kind of stressful.
Mm.
But some of it's transition period, and you know, so I have to recognize that and just be patient with myself.
And we'll take one more from an email from Paulo.
Oh, Paulo from Brazil.
Paulo.
Huh? Maya.
Who was the weirdest kid you remember from your childhood? And what did they do that made them weird?
The weirdest kid from my childhood? Oh, dude. I'll tell you who it was, bro. let me think about who it was. You tell me who weirdest was. I got to tell
you. Well, I when you said that question, I thought to myself, I didn't know anybody,
mm-hmm.
which made me the weird kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was the one people thought was weird. I remember in middle school, not even in elementary school, I lived in Minnesota, and the kids used to throw, not snowballs at my head, but ice rocks.
Oh, wow.
And they just used to, as hard as they can, just throw it at my fucking head.
Why, you collected them or something?
No, I don't. No one collects ice rocks. Like,
oh, people were being mean. People were being mean. Fuck, my bad, man.
Think I had an icicle collection at my home?
Yeah, dude, you say you were the weird guy. I can see you collecting icicles.
And people were like, hey, here's another one. And
thanks,
they threw
guys.
It at my head. Yeah,
thanks,
and it hits my head, and I go, thanks. Yeah. Well, this one's shaped like Rosie O'Donnell. No, dude. No, they used to do it violently.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I would never do that to you, dude, if you were my friend.
I know you wouldn't.
I probably would have put you in like one of those little wagons, you know? There's red wagons.
Yeah, I know the right way. Yeah.
That said Chinese buddy on the side of it. And I would have hooked you to my bike, dude, and pulled you all around town.
Oh, that's nice.
That's kind of cool.
So it's like you have a rickshaw for me.
Yep.
Yeah. And I would have
rung a little bell.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I just go, ah, Chinese.
Yeah.
Right? That'd be fun.
Like a parade. Yeah.
Or bow at people and stuff. People throw you beads, throw you chocolates.
Yeah.
And you eat them, bro.
Right. Like I'm a deity of some sort.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sitting in there. Yeah. That's really nice.
And we go on a big chocolate ride every day and you fucking just get all the fucking chocolates and sweets and people come out and wish you well and give you baked goods.
Yeah.
And if you like them, then that means they're going to have good luck. And if you don't like them, then that means it's not going to go too well for them.
Yeah.
So it's all up to you.
Yeah, it's up to me, huh?
The chocolate rider.
Who was the kid that you're growing up?
Who did we have? We had this dude named Brian Brian Purvis, the first wig I ever, you know? And they don't have him anymore. They have a couple left, I think, outside of maybe Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But he was like the first white kid that ever wanted to be black, and they'd never seen it before. And they put him in mentally handicapped classes because they thought he was mentally handicapped. mentally challenged.
Is that what they used to do with wiggers?
Yeah. Well, they didn't know. They'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
So they put him in there.
Wow.
So they had people that were really, you know, people that were just, you know, didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Deaf people, blind people that were, you know, freebase victims, all kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you just had Brian's Purvis just dribbling an invisible basketball, just wearing a fucking Charlotte Hornets pullover, starter pullover, Apex. And just fucking, you know, blowing menthols and fucking yelling at people.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man, we don't know what he has, you know.
Is Brian still in an institution or is he out?
No, he's out. Somebody sent me a picture of him the other day. I think he's in prison somewhere, he's in jail or in or out of jail. But
yeah.
I wish him well. He's a nice kid. He still looks the same, had nice eyes. I remember that he had pretty eyes for a young fellow that had a rare disease, you know.
Yeah.
But he was one of the wildest locally. You know,
because
people didn't know what was going on. They're like, oh, we don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Science doesn't know.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know, nothing was wrong. He was just, you know, he bought Shaquille O'Neal's rap album and he just watched Space Jam all the time. You
know? Yeah.
And he listened to Boys to Men. He would just wig it up.
I had a friend named Brady.
Mm-hmm.
He was a neighborhood kid. And with one hand, he could pull a stop sign out of the ground.
Oh wow. Gosh.
He had like a subhuman strength. Right, and then, but he was also kind of retarded.
Yeah.
Like you would ask him a question, he wouldn't even know what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
Like how are you? And you go, and you just pull it out of the ground, right?
Yeah.
But I remember him. I used to use him to break into houses.
Oh Jesus!
Oh wow!
Because he was to get marijuana.
Oh wow!
I would break into people's houses to the dealers.
This is like of mice and marijuana. You just use a mentally challenged kid
that's
to fucking cop dope down there near La Jolla.
That's a funny movie, huh?
Yeah.
Let's make that movie, dude.
Crowdfund, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we ain't making shit, dude. We're barely going to fucking get this episode.
I mean, I feel you, though.
Yeah.
I say that all the
time.
What
are we at
time-wise?
We're over an hour.
Yeah, wow, we're not done yet.
Long,
we're not done
huh?
yet. No,
feels
we're not
long.
Done. You seem like you're tired, and you know what? You're going to finish it.
Okay, I will.
I'm with you, Theo. I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, you seem kind of tired, and I know that you're ill, and so I don't want us to waste too much of your time.
Yeah.
It's like Downton Abbey.
I got to be up at 5 in the
Love
morning.
Downton.
Do you? For
I'm
what?
I'm going to Hawaii.
You going to Hawaii?
Days, yeah.
Are you being on a Spades movie?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
He just sent me a message today.
Did they offer you something?
No, he said that he tried to get me a spot in it.
Oh, that would have been fun, dude.
I know. That's crazy. You're going to be in it. Congrats.
It's just one scene. I'm a hotel clerk.
Huh?
Hotel clerk.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's great, you know, dude.
Honestly, let's talk about David Spade for a second. Mm-hmm.
You give me a hat.
He is, honestly,
that dude,
let's be honest, dude. That dude, is it me or is he truly one of the nicest people you'll meet?
Nice man.
I honestly, like, as soon as I was introduced to him in, like, you know, equal footing, like, I didn't meet him, you know, at SNL. Or, you know, I met him since he came to the Comedy Store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And dude, he's only just been so fucking nice and helpful.
Yeah.
And a kind guy. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, he is nice. He's friendly.
Yeah.
He loves to just laugh. He likes to have fun. He likes his Instagram story is really funny too. He watches The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And he invited me over to watch The Bachelor one time at his house and it was pretty weird. But it was
you went over
fun.
There?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was very fun. It was just me sitting on the couch and him sitting behind me in a chair watching The Bachelor.
Dude, I've had that's weird Hollywood shit like that too. Like one time, I know Russell Brand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hello, come over with you and Steve-O and we'll do some meditation. And they had one of those big yogis, right? And I've never met it. I don't do yoga or meditate, but there was candles. I was in a room with Russell and Steve-O and me. And we're like, and some bald-headed lady.
Russell who? Russell Brown?
Russell Brand.
Oh, Russell Brand. I thought you were talking about the Russell Brown, dude. I'm like, how the fuck do you know Russell Brown?
Who the fuck is Russell Brown?
This guy that went to this rival high school in our town that used to fucking play play halfback or running back.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck do you know Russell Brown? But then I fucking, you know, sometimes when worlds don't fit together.
Yeah. But you know, in your head, even, listen to me, in your fucking head,
yeah,
even if you heard Russell Brown, right? Normal people go, there's no way. So they would cut that out and they go, he's probably thinking of a Russell Brand. That's what he was saying, right? But in your fucked up head, you went, they know each other.
Fuck you, man.
No, fuck you.
Nah, man.
Yeah, man, because that's fuck what it is. You.
In this sleepy ass kingdom, bro. I come over here. Your wife's fucking half awake, bro. One of her eyes, she's still sleeping in half of her head. One of her eyes is still getting rest. Yeah. You got this guy to fucking face it a deal. This fucking blood donor over here propping the rest of you guys up.
Yeah.
I know this dude's fucking getting HGH for you. Okay? You got big whites over here holding the fucking dicks down against the wall.
I know. I get it,
What's
dude.
What's going on?
I know.
Here,
I have a fucking system down here. It's a little kingdom.
Dark kingdom, bro.
But let me say something right now, dude. Think for once in your life.
Okay.
All right? That's all I want you to do, dude. Look at me right now, man.
Yeah. I'm thinking right now.
I'm a fan of yours,
man. Whoa, guy.
What?
Yeah. Relax, bro. I think you've had too many fucking nachos.
But dude, this brand right here, can we get sponsored by Beanfield?
No.
This is the best. I go to the store just to get these, right?
It's made out of rice and beans. The chips are.
Rice and beans, bro.
Yeah, well, I like chips that are made out of damn chips, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like somebody that don't like the bait and switch. Oh, it's nachos. Guess what? It's fucking rice and beans. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
You know? I want the real shit.
So anyway, this week, when does this come out?
Next week.
Mm. Oh, fuck. Well.
You plugged Houston for
Thursday
nothing.
In Houston didn't sell out. And this is why. But I will tell you guys that.
What's the week after?
The week after is March 6th, 7th, and March 7th, I'm in Boston. And I'm in Medford, actually, at the Chevalier Theater. And then March 8th, I'm in at the Wilbur and Borgata on the 9th.
Wilbur so Theater in Boston?
Yep,
I played that once.
You did? And then San Jose, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Well, that's a good room, too.
I'm excited.
You're killing it.
San Jose.
You've never done San Jose? Oh, my God. You're going to kill it. You're going to love it there.
It's so much fun.
It's a great hotel. It's a great fucking comedy club. I've been going there for 20 years, that fucking place.
Wow.
It's the best, dude. You're going to love it.
Wow.
There's an English student that runs it.
An English student?
Dude.
English dude?
That's another thing.
British man?
Stop. Stop. I said English dude, right? You heard student. Mm-hmm. You should have crossed that on your head, dude. He didn't say that. He probably said dude.
Dude, I like to give you the benefit of the doubt.
That's true.
But I'll say this, man.
I love Tired Theo.
Tired Theo's the best.
It's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about fucking buying some cigarettes, man. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, you're only on day two. You need to get home. We need to get this
guy. All right, anyway, so he's going to be in those dates, Boston, all that stuff. He's going to be San Jose, all that stuff.
San Jose, Australia, I'm going in May.
May, Australia. Ooh. He sold a bunch of tickets already.
Thank you for having me.
I want to also thank you for having us on your program.
Yeah, it was really nice. Everybody really enjoyed it.
Did they really?
Yes.
We were worried that we were a little too low energy. We were a little sleepy that day, too.
Yeah. So I was a little worried when I left.
Yeah. No, I thought that you guys were fun, and it was just nice to hang out. You know, that's the thing. It's sometimes I felt like the last time I was over here, I was kind of tired, and I wasn't, you know, I was kind of out of it. So it's just like you never really know.
You know, I was telling Kalila, I know we're going to end, but you know, this week alone, I did 9 podcasts.
Damn. No way.
Like just guesting on other people's in hours. I mean, you're talking for hours at a time, and then you don't know what stories you told. You don't know, you know. I did Dr. Drew, and then we did yours, and we did Barton Giro's, just a bunch, right? And you're just constantly doing it.
It's a lot, man.
We did one earlier today here.
Yeah.
So you're just constantly fucking talking. I'm going to go to Hawaii, and I'm doing 2 weeks in the Philippines just to have a vacation.
Oh, you're going
with the family. I need the break.
And will you see some of your family over there?
All my family's over there.
Yeah, all the flips are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they come to the airport and they're like, hey, welcome. They're like, hey, welcome to the island. Like this.
That's how Filipinos look? God.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Welcome to the island.
What happened? Like,
oh, man.
We don't have eyes.
That's just what they look like. Huh? That's what they look like.
Damn, really, Bobby? Bro.
Am I getting in trouble? For
might
that?
Not be as well received.
Yeah, yeah. No, because the last time I was in the island, dude, they did a little dance for me, so that was nice.
It wasn't a dance for you. It's a dance for everyone.
No, they did a
that
dance for me.
That comes through the airport. It wasn't just for him.
They had that airport shuffle,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. And they had a little dance.
That fucking tarmac shuffle. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Hit it. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, give Theo Vaughn a round of applause, everybody.
We have one final question from the Slep Kingdom. They want to know, does the Rat King, if he had a choice between siding with D'Elia or with the Slep King in an all-out battle? Which side do you take?
Well, it's kind of the choices I feel like taken off the table for me because I know that Bobby's already chosen to side with Chris. Mm-hmm. So it kind of leaves me out in the ether a little bit.
No, it doesn't, because I only did that so I can get you to side with me.
Ooh, that's reverse psychology, and that's fucking
yeah.
And that's just not how it works.
It does work that way. Okay, so
let me think about this. Who would I side with?
But before you make the decision,
okay,
right?
He's pleading his case.
Before you make a decision, yeah. Think this, dude. All right, okay. Chris, right? Who's in his entourage? Think about that. Me, the people that are in my kingdom are very loyal to me.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who are they?
These people.
George and his fucking cousin with a big cup.
yeah. Right? So
Bryce, is it Bryce?
Yeah. Bryce. The divisions Bryce. Here, there is no Shakespearean divisions here, man. There's no backstab.
Well, who does Chris have? He has those dogs that the lady brings over just for his Instagram.
Right,
and
but he doesn't have allies.
But we already talked about how Tiger Belly split because you pledged your allegiance to Chris and I pledged my allegiance to Theo.
That's true. Oh.
Because wow, he was really Bobby kind to my family, and my family loves you.
Oh, well, they were very sweet. I love people's families.
So, yeah, nice. Theo's my
oh,
guy.
One last thing about that, too, dude.
Yeah.
One last thing about that, okay? All right? Is I get it, right, that you have a Comedy Central show that you're going to do, right?
Yeah, you guys help me out.
I understand that, but I was yelling at Mo Mandel the other day.
Oh, good.
Right? And I was saying, will we get the internet version? When that becomes a show, you're going to rewrite something.
Oh, yes.
No, why would you?
Something better for the kingdom.
No way.
It helps. If we were on network TV, is better than internet.
The reason that my dad, my stepdad.
No, we'll write a completely different thing without your stepdad.
Okay, cool. Because that was just a nice keepsake.
Fuck Roger.
It was a nice keepsake.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thought you guys did a good job, you know? We have the duck.
Because I want to say this.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
So fast.
God, your blood pressure is going to go up. Get his pills.
Take a pill.
Yeah,
his
wrap pills. It up, man, because my bladder is this. Overflowing.
I know. We're stopping right here. This is the last thing, yeah. Okay? I swear to God. This is. I want to say this to you, okay? Yeah. Is that I promise you this. If I had my own show, you would be on it.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay, well, that does it. Thank you.
That was Theo Vaughn, everyone.
Praise God. And the jury's still out on where the Rat Kingdom lives, brother.
Ooh.
I'll see you guys next time.
Bye, Theo. Wow. Thank you.
All right, thank y'all.
The jury's still out, huh?
Thank you, guys. Thanks again to our sponsors, Ridge Wallet. And check out our Tiger Belly Patreon. To get 10% off your slim, sleek, futuristic front carry wallet, go to ridgewallet.com and use the promo code BELLY. And if you want to support your favorite podcast and get extra special bonus episodes, don't miss out. Go to patreon.com/tigerbelly. Have a good night, guys.